Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Back with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from Gold Coast down here for the local Queensland Government Association conference, 3-day conference. Catching up with all the councillors, all the mayors across this beautiful state, the Sunshine State. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Sister Mayor Elsie Siriot from the Torres Shire Council. And a very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Yes, good morning, brother or counsellor. good morning to everyone out there that's listening to our yarn all the way from Gold Coast.
Too deadly. And before we start, Mayor Elsie, who your mob were you from?
Yes, I am a proud descendant from the Kulu Kulu clan of the Kairag Nation, the inner islands of the Kaiwalagal region up in the beautiful parts of Queensland, Torres Strait, with also family connection to... My connection also goes to Lag Mabuyag from the Migibuwai clan of the Sipingur clan from the Migibuwai, the Mabuyag, and with connection to the Meriam Mer Nation there for Ugar. So a proud proud like with my bloodline right, I'm running to the whole of Zenat Kes.
Too deadly. Connection everywhere, my sister. Now, look, congratulations, Mayor. First time running, but not only as councillor, straight to the Mayor, straight to the top. And here you are, Mayor of Torres Shire Council. Mayor Elsie Siriot, talk about throwing the irons in the fire, jumping in, all guns blazing.
Yes, I'm a graduate from the Indigenous Marathon Foundation. I remember having yarns with you, and I was running the marathon back in 2014. And I guess it's the marathon that made me come out of my comfort zone and realize my true potential and my calling in life. So I believe where I am today is not by chance, but by faith. Mm-hmm. And I'm enjoying my journey here. And I always acknowledge all my predecessors before me for laying the foundation that I've come into being now the mayor.
Beautiful. Let's talk about Torres Shire Council. How many councillors on board with you as the mayor?
I have four councillors, all male dominated, but we're such a good team together. So Deputy Mayor Toshio Nakeda, Councillor Gabriel Bunny, Councillor Thomas Loban, and young Councillor Thomas Fuji Jr.
All right, fantastic. So let's talk about some of the issues that may concern Torres Shire Council. I'm talking to different people throughout the year or last couple of years. We talk about global climate. We talk about Torres Strait Island may be in trouble regarding sinking sea rising. Where are we at and what's your thought on that?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, we face climate change every day up there. More or less, for my mayor counterpart colleague, Mayor Philemon Mosby, in the Torres Strait Island Regional Council, where they see it happen every day. For us here in the Inner Islands, we've done some assessment around, you know, the place around the island in the Shire, where we would see eventually our airport go under. If we don't build bung walls for the airport, our hospital will go under. If we don't look at, you know, maybe, or not maybe, but the plan is for the future to have a development on Horn Island, where the township then will move across. Torres Strait Council is actually now going to be working on a master plan for Horn Island, where we're going to be calling out all key stakeholders, you know, to come in and help us design that and what that will look like moving from Thursday Island over to Horn Island. And we've encouraged, especially the government agencies, to start building over at Horn Island because Thursday Island is now becoming a brown field where you can't build anywhere anymore. You have to knock something down to build up because there's no space to put anything anywhere. Horn Island is our green field for future development.
And so regarding the situation, Mayor Elsie, do you feel as though here we are in Gold Coast for the state annual meeting for mayors and councillors? Do you feel as though the state, and if not the state, are federal, are listening to you regarding that issue?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We've had the government of the day visit different ministers come up to our Shire and having conversations around them. I mean, the Premier, Christopher Lee's appetite is around home ownership and building new homes. So we're taking all that opportunity, and especially here now in Gold Coast, attending the 129th Local Government Association gathering here and being able to have them conversations with the ministers, and also being around the Indigenous Leadership Forum. It consists of the 17 Indigenous councils within Queensland.
Too deadly. So here we have it. If you just joined in, Brother Trevor Tim here with National Talk Black, having a deadly yarn with Mayor Elsie Syriot from the Torres Shire Council. Bit of confusion regarding Torres Shire Council. Can you explain to our listeners who TSRA is? And do you have a joint venture? What's your communication with those guys, Torres Strait Regional Council?
Yes, well, Torres Strait Regional Authority obviously is a Commonwealth body. We sub it that there's three tier government. So we got Commonwealth body, which is our TSRA, and they're a statutory body for funding. And then we have the states, and then we have us, the local government, which is the grassroots. And we do have a relationship with TSRA. We've recently signed an MOU with them moving forward. So our next aim now as a council is to sit back with the board, especially being a new board, revisiting that MOU and unwrapping what we've all agreed to signing on moving forward.
Too deadly. Now, here you are as the Mayor, Torres Shire Council. We've reached you halfway at the run another 2 more years ago. Are you keen to look further in running again? Where are you sitting and how are you enjoying the journey, my sister?
Yes, most definitely. I mean, there's a lot of work to do in this space, and I want to be able to achieve all my goals that I've set in my time in office whilst I'm here in this position. And if I don't tick any of the boxes to complete my goals, definitely be back again and I'm in this space, because I love, having a seat at the table and being able to make a difference for my people and my family and my mob.
Love the work that you're doing, my sister. Thank you very much for your yarn. Look, enjoy the journey, just like myself as a councillor with Kent Regional Council. We're new kids on the block, but look, grabbing the bulls with both horns. We're enjoying the journey. We're standing up for our people and enjoying the journey, as I said. But thank you for your yarn. Enjoy the rest of the conference, and Mayor Elsie will yarn soon.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Likewise to you. Keep up the good work.
Too deadly. Tuned in here, your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, down here at Gold Coast for the Local Government Association annual meeting. And all the mayors and councils across the whole state, Sunshine State, is here. And that's what it's all about, the communication and the engagement with our First Nation councils as well, and catching up with the mayor. So excited to be making yarns there. But stay tuned, your daily program, National Talk Black, 1800 422 416.
Listen up, Kobe Rap, MC Mooks, Black Folly Entertainment, my fly, yeah, so it's red, black, and yellow, 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 what we wasn't always will be, but along with you rap in my country, my fly, yeah, so it's red, black, and yellow, 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 what we wasn't always will be, but along with you rap in my country, it's red, black, and yellow, yeah, that's my flag, bros. Hide it alive, but I'll raise my flag up. We about to come up in dozens of it and mad, but just because you done jail time, you think you bad, huh? It's kinda funny how some people lack. Looking like dummies, no knowledge is what you people lack. Aboriginals coming, so where my people lack. If we keep it 100, you can't compete with that. Stuff you gotta rap, I do this for my mum and dad. My daughter, my two sisters, and my pop and nan. My nieces and nephews, I can't stop at that. 11 brothers, different mothers, yeah, they've got my back. I've got a couple day oneers I've known since a young and real ones and never turned their back. Yeah, I love them, now it's time we crush them and show you what I'm about. From the east to the west, from the north to the south, that's my flag. Yeah, it's always red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always does and always will be, but I'll always be red for my pride.
Get smacked down when my brother's up on his track. Now black is the color of my skin, the color of the night, the color of me in the wrong. Now I'm in the right. Yellow's what they call me, cause I got the lighter skin. But a yellow hello, just to get the brothers in. For my rellos, yeah, you know my love is here. But I rap for my country, cause I'll always be my kid. Red rum, the red roars, the blood of a soul. Red sunsets,
And when it's going down for sure, make me mad and I'll leave your red blood on the floor. I bleed for my people, red blood to the core, black, yellow, red. Yeah, you heard what I said. If you starting on my mama, take it up. Don't forget, black history to this country got a mad step. Black, yellow, red, off the shirt of it, I guess.
My flag. Yeah, so it's red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Only talking that with real B. By the law, when you got that, my country, my flag. Yeah, so it's red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Only talking that with real B. By the law, when you got that, my country.
Black Fella Entertainment.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live here from Gold Coast, down here for the local government authority, Queensland, for the conference down here, annual conference they do every year. And all councillors, all mayors across this beautiful Sunshine State, we all get together. Good to catch up with Mob here. I just come out of the auditorium, listen to the First Nation space and all our mayors and what have you, yarn. Of course, I'm with Cairns Regional Council, but I'm still a First Nation man, but good to be at the table and listen to the yarns and see all our successes, but all our concerns as well. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Lucy DeMel, who's the Senior Executive Officer for Torres Cape Indigenous Council Alliance, and talk about her role, how long she's been doing it, and talk about, I believe, she's just like myself, first time at the conference. We missed the one last year, but we're here this year. And a very good morning. Lucy, how are you, sister?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where are you from, Lucy?
Oh, my goodness. So my name's Lucy. I am a Tithawara woman, so I'm from Hope Vale. Mm-hmm. My family come from just outside of there at a place called Aylan Beach. My mother, she grew up in Mariba, so we got connection back that western way that we're still researching, yeah.
All right, beautiful. Research, join the dots, that's what it's all about. So you're the Senior Executive Officer at Torres Cape Indigenous Council Alliance. Let's talk about that space. Who is Torres Cape Indigenous Council Alliance?
So obviously with councillors, they're elected mayors of the 17 first... Sorry, I'm starting again. So as a regional organisation of councils, we represent 17 councils of those. It's basically all of the Cape. We originally started as a Cape Indigenous Mayors Alliance with a focus on advocating for us as a region, being remote, mostly First Nations communities, and being stronger together if we have a coordinated voice across our advocacy. And then over the last, almost 10 years, we've grown to build up to representing 17 councils. So we go from Torres Strait Island Regional Council, which is all the way up to 15 external islands in the Torres Strait, including Torres Shire, NBA, all the way out to Lockhart, Cook, Palm Island down the southwest, and then southeast, and then on the southwest we have Doomadgee and Mornington Island. So we're quite a really big geographic
big footprint,
space,
big footprint,
very big,
big
footprint.
So if you look at it, it's a all mayors have their job to do, and all the councils have their job to do in their area for their community. But to me, I'm picking this up as an advocate, as a stronger voice with all mayors together at the table when they want to talk to government and to grab their attention. Yes?
Yeah, I think that as mayors, they've got a really good position where we've got the attention of the ministers and at the state and federal level. So we can get coordinated. We have some opportunity to make some real change here.
Yeah, fantastic. How long have you been in the role there, sister?
Only just for... I joined in July.
In July this year, okay. So before this job, where were you?
Before this, I worked at Cook Shire Council. I was the chief financial officer there. So my background is an accountant. I used to be an auditor. So finances...
Money, finance.
That's me.
And how long did you do that role at Cooktown?
I was there for 4 years with Cook Shire. Before that, I worked at Arakoon and Yarrabah. So I've been in councils for a little while, working within councils and now shifting out to doing more advocacy and taking that knowledge of our local government and how that works and how we can move up to how we shift the needle a little bit.
Lovely. So your job as a senior executive officer, Torres Cape Indigenous Council Alliance, big footprint, as we mentioned, you'd be doing a lot of travelling to catch up with communities to talk about this space and pick up yarns, yes?
Yeah, try to. I recently had the opportunity to go up to Cowan and visit Lockhart River. That's because, obviously, I live in Cooktown, so at the moment the weather's all right, so I took the opportunity to go for a drive when some Cookshire employees and staff had some work to do up there. So, obviously, with technology too, having some meetings online, but we also bring all of the mayors together to have a face-to-face meeting in Cairns. But obviously, we still want to be in a position where next year we're spending more time in communities and hoping having meetings up there in the Cape and bringing the ministers and the DDGs and the people in power up there.
Sure. And with Torres Cape Indigenous Council Alliance, is there a board of directors or is there a CEO or manager? Who's above you, sister?
So I report to an executive, so that's made up of our chair. The chair at the moment is Mayor Tarita Dick, who's the Kowanyama Aboriginal Shire Council Mayor. Mm-hmm. Our treasurer is Jamie Gaines. She's the chair of Weeper Town Authority. And our deputy chair is Mayor Ronnie Guevara, who is from Mapoon Shire Council, Aboriginal Shire Council.
Beautiful.
So those three represent our executive who support me and give me direction so that I can move forward with work. But then we have also the 17 members who all get a say in what kind of work Tika does.
Beautiful. Okay. And is it your organisation that contacts state and federal government in regarding a meeting, organised meeting for the mayors to have a chat and be that voice for the people?
We try to. So ideally we'll have a bunch of advocacy statements and the things that when we spend some time understanding what our biggest issues are, what are the problems that are in the way of that? So is that you know, how we employ people? Is there rules around blue card? Is there something in policies or state policy that needs to change? That's the kind of work that I will do with trying to get the experts in the room to understand it, and then we come up with an advocacy piece so that we are going back to the state and the federal ministers and telling them exactly what we think or from the place-based communities in the region.
Exactly. Lucy, I would think that it's not the same as a council run, like, for example, in a city like Cairns, for example. There's different issues and different problems and there's different ways of tackling the issues. So that's why you would need a voice, like, say, that's different to other councils.
Yep. I think with us too, for First Nations mayors and elected members, a council role in a community is very different or can be very different to a council in a big city. You're worried about whether kids are having breakfast in the morning, whether there's enough beds and dialysis beds in the hospital, the road, whether the rain's coming, whether there's enough food at the supermarket. So the issues, while they are still local government and roads, rates, rubbish, it can be very broad, and we're talking about education and health and all kinds of things.
And sometimes we're talking about fundamentals of life, the necessities of life that is non-existent, you could say, in a lot of areas.
Yeah, and I think our main goal is about how to live well on the Cape, because living is one thing, but how do we all get, you know, make sure we're having long prosperity, good jobs, everyone's healthy, our people are dying at home and being able to be buried at home. We're not running out of space for businesses, and we have enough water to be able to access our country and live on our country if we want to, and safe and housing in communities if that's what we want.
Fantastic. Lucy, thank you. Shed some light on the beautiful organisation, Torres Cape Indigenous Council Alliance. You've educated myself, so thank you, and educated mob out there who are listening. Lucy DeMille, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the conference. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, my sister.
Oh, thank you, Councillor Timms. This was great.
We yarn soon, too deadly. Thank you. So beautiful yarn there with our deadly sister, Lucy DeMille, Senior Executive Officer, Torres Cape Indigenous Council Alliance, which I didn't know of, that particular organisation. So great to get educated, find out what's out there and find out what needs to be done for our communities. This is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, with your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
I've been down on that, but I won't let it get to me. From the past and now the future that I'm visioning, and my position is to get the high standards. But the way that life is, I don't really understand it. But I know that I got something, so I keep going. Music's helped me a lot, and then I've reached those. I do music for my heart and for my people, and I reach for the top of my game. All I ever dreamt of doing is just rocking the stage. It's like I'm stuck in a maze, trying to find a way out of this stress and struggle. This song is for the brothers that are in the same position, feeling the anxiousness to obtain a vision. Instead of selling drugs, make a better decision. But we know it's always hard to put food in the kitchen. But my papa bitching, and every day is still the same. And this is a story of a warrior, and I say, I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. 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 I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a
for life, I'm a warrior. Warrior for life, I'm a warrior. I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land.
Everyone treats each other these days, and all I ever seen is hate and betray. Will it go or will it stay? We all deal with it from day to day. What am I supposed to say? Another family fight that never feels right, even though that it might. Ain't family supposed to be tight when you come home at night, hoping that you can go right? Respect to my elders passed on, and to my elders still standing strong. I know with your guidance and nothing can go wrong. That's why I put my heart into this song, to let you know that your spirit will move on. I'm here to help the generations get the groove on. That's why we gotta stand strong, live as one, and have a little fun before the next generation has begun.
I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land,
rhymes, some of you my raps, young warriors, reference from me black, Alice Springs is where I'm from, yeah, I'm from another country boy, got it going on, but I miss my homes, cause I'm running through the city lights, living a busy life, trying to dump my dollar price, but you hear a seller twice, I got a dream to make, selling tapes, can't wait, doing shows across the globe, making videos, I put a damn rap with the love of hip hop, everybody get ready, cause the time will lift off, I split it kind of steady, so you know what's up, it's people on the ring, getting down like rock. I'ma keep going down a stick road. No matter what the distance is, then the time is slow. I'ma put my mind to move, to move some more. And I'ma keep my head up.
I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior. I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community,
you define your greatness.
Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
What do you want to do for the rest of your life? Nobody knows that. Question is,
what do you want to do next?
Practical courses.
With flexible choices.
Start a diploma to start earning faster.
Open up pathways to a uni degree.
Do what feels right for right now.
At TAFE Queensland. Apply now. RTO 0275 PRV 13003.
Station sponsor.
This is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
My daughter's running around. My
others are chatting away. Yeah, Akabeti's fishing. Here they go again. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Calcelot, animal control round car. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Calcelot, animal control round car. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, green dump road. Truck. Out a lot, animal control round car. Red car, go. Green car, yellow car, blue car, dump truck. Out a lot, animal control
where they
car.
Go,
red
I
car,
know.
Green car, yellow car, blue car,
round
dump truck.
Go.
Out a lot, animal control car. On Thursday.
Education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten. To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindji Country. BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, Healthy Ways campaign, launched during Nutrition Week, celebrates traditional knowledge for a healthier future. Not-for-profit remote store operator CEQ, Community Enterprise Queensland, has launched a new health and wellbeing campaign across its network of remote stores in North Queensland, celebrating the strength, wisdom and tradition that have supported Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities for generations. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with our board member of CEQ, the one and only Dr. Mark Wenatong. We have Dr. on the line. Dr. Mark, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program, brother. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Dr. Mark?
Dr. Mark Wenatong. My mob's Cubby Cubby and Vanuatu.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Doctor, look, healthy living, healthy lifestyle, it's all a decision away, but access to the healthy foods. That's so very important. CEQ, hats off to them, the work that they do in regarding the community, especially Cape York and Torres Straits. So tell us about the Healthy Ways campaign.
Look, this is a real game changer, I think, you know, for commercial stores. You know, mm-hmm. We're commercial, not for profit. And as you know, I've been the senior medical officer for Punapima and outside of stores for a long time, and I used to be the one sitting outside bagging stores saying, like, you know, that food's not good enough quality, it's too expensive, blah, blah, blah. And we know that these, you know, the food's a building blocks for good nutrition's a building blocks for healthy life, and particularly against chronic disease like heart disease, et cetera, and type 2 diabetes and obesity, et cetera. So really, really important. So we've had the opportunity now to work inside the board.
Good.
We've got a really awesomely on-site board and CEO. The staff are leading this, along with Health and Wellbeing Queensland and our communities, really. So really trying to have a different approach to this isn't just about a commercial entity trying to make money off poor blackfellas.
No.
This is about a commercial entity saying, hey, no, we have as much influence as Coke or anybody else should have on these communities and the buying behaviour. So let's use it for good and not evil and try and turn this around. And so, as you know, food and food handling and cooking is part of cultural life and different people, different stages of different things. You know, something the men might do the, you know, hunting, but somebody else might do the preparation, the kids might do this and that. But we kind of lost that when everybody can go down the shop, you know, and buy something for $5, a hamburger, you know. And so this is kind of a way of just saying, hey, look, let's try and bring back some of that family, the community part of eating and food behaviour and stuff like that, and try and get it back to a little bit more communal and fun and all about us as families. You know, you'll see there's a say, you know, we're saying in this program that, like, people do actually know about healthy food and they do know how to cook properly and stuff like that. We're not stupid, like, we've been doing traditional food forever, so and surviving forever, so it's not like that. It's just about putting infrastructure in place so that people can make their own choices around stuff and do things the right way. I guess the saying we used to have, you know, I used to work with World Vision, I don't know if you remember, but they used to have this saying, you know, give a man a fish and he eats for a day, teach a man a fish and he eats for a lifetime.
Yes.
And we would always say from First Nations, well, no, just went out of fish, just give us back the pond.
Shut up.
You know,
well, exactly.
Pond, bro,
and so, we're talking about CEQ being the pond, you could say.
Yeah, so this is about putting control back in communities and families. A bit more. And don't get me wrong, look, I understand the cost of living crisis is happening, all those kind of things. We're doing the best we can to decrease that, the effect of that on our communities, you know, because as we know, in our communities, we have, you know, the kind of the poorest communities with the least kind of portable income for food and things like that, you know. So really important that we try and get the infrastructure, everything else in place. But this is a really nice collaboration between communities and particularly our staff driving this. You know, we have awesomely good staff. And everybody's on side in that this isn't just about being a commercial store. This is about doing good.
Well, it's a team effort is what I'm picking up here. Dr. Mark, CEQ doing their bit and working with the staff. And we're talking about ownership there and also communicating with the mob on the ground. That's what it's all about, healthy living, healthy lifestyle. And we're singing the song, so to speak. As I say, repetition, mother of all skills. We promote it, talk it, act on it, be it. Yeah, that's what we're talking about here, aren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you've got the opportunity to be able to do good, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
When you can, so... So it's a really good time. It's a, you know, I know it's hard for lots of people around cost of living and stuff like that, but those freight subsidies and stuff like that that the state and the feds have brought in, they just need to keep going. Like, they're really, really important for our communities just to have access to food, you know.
Well, exactly. And the healthy ways, the old ways, our future ways, you know, this is the campaign.
Yeah.
And here we're having, well, it all coincides with National Nutrition Week from the 13th to 19 October. So here we're in the middle of it. And if we're promoting the actual National Nutrition Week, well, let's be active in regarding what we're purchasing, what we're cooking, and what we're taking on board and within our bodies.
That's right. And just remember that food and food processes and stuff like that come within a broader healthy lifestyle kind of approach as well. So, you know, like exercising and things like that at the same time, really important. And honestly, like, a lot of lifestyle diseases, we can smash before they get too bad.
Yeah.
With good nutrition, a bit of weight loss and a bit more exercise and stuff like that. I know, look, don't get me wrong, it sounds easy for some people who are just metabolically lean and it's easy for them, and other people it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
I understand that. But we can all have a good go at it, eh?
We can. And what's a little phrase? Little simple phrases, you know, like eat less, move more. You know, something to that effect, you know, that effect,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And it's a choice, it's a decision, and we just have to make the right choices. But Healthy Waste Campaign, thank you for your yarn there, Doctor, and great to be talking with you. Where are you based at the moment? Where are you and what are you doing, Doctor?
I'm based in Cairns at the moment, brother, and semi-retired, trying to, you know, like...
Semi-retired and still full on.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, that don't work, eh? Black don't crack or whatever they say.
Yeah, you're either pregnant or you're not.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Doctor, good yarning with you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Big shout-out to CQ. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn, Dr. Mark Wenatong. He's a board member of CEQ, Community Enterprise Queensland, and look at a campaign happening during the National Nutrition Week 2025. That's 13 to 19 October. And the campaign is Healthy Ways Campaign, and that's launched at the moment, a not-for-profit remote store community, CEQ, Community Enterprise Queensland, launching the new health and wellbeing campaign across this network of remote stores in North Queensland, celebrating the strength, wisdom and traditions that support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities for generations. There it is. Eat less, move more. I say too much couch, not enough ouch. It's about us making the right choices, making the right decisions in regard to intake. And, yeah, it's not only about exercise and also about what you diet, you know, what you're eating, your diet, you know. When we talk about diet, the first three letters is D-I-E. So you don't want to be dying in regarding the diet that you're taking, but it's about exercising as well. And look at the less sugar, less fats, and making the right decision, right choices. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
If you love me,
if you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know. But I ain't really not, so if you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know. Calling my phone, calling my phone.
Yo,
FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What to do, he wanna know.
He wanna know.
Yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him, keep it on the low.
Keep it on the low, low.
So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post.
Stalking on my post.
Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most.
But I can never trust a soul,
baby, I'm by my business.
I ain't playing games,
really, I hate chasing these millions.
With no makeup, I'm still the baddest, dip in the building.
He know I'm the realest,
think he catching feelings.
But I gotta do me, cause when I didn't have it, where was everybody? Now I'm up, they wanna message me and say I'm sorry. They know I'm great, they told me don't forget me when you make it. But tell them where was your support when I came out from the pavement. If you love me, let me know. 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 You got me in the zone, but I ain't really know. So if you love me, let me know. 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 Calling my phone, calling my phone.
Yo,
FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What to do, he wanna know.
He wanna know.
Yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him keep it on the low.
Keep it on the low, low.
So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post.
Stalking on my post.
Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most.
Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody.
From the east we were conquerors. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Conquest on my way to the T.O.P. I got no time for the enemies. These possum tongues say friend of me, but the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake ball acting finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make chain like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them still I beat. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip, never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch, digging your ditch, dead or alive, top five, red eye bullets, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, it got you saying.
We like lack and dex, promote and leave, we last.